San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, October 30, 2022. Today's lesson is Share a Slice of Your Pie with guest speaker Noble Benning, RSCP.
Good morning and thank you. Let us just do as we do every Sunday, cement ourselves in God's presence. Knowing that there's no place that we are that God is not. In the science of mind, we believe in God, the living spirit almighty, one indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause. This one manifests itself in and through all creation, but is not absorbed by its creation. The manifest universe is the body of God. It is the logical and necessary outcome of the infinite self-knowingness of God. And as the song said, God is an awesome God. He will provide everything that we need. That's why he put us here, so that we could be the greatest expression that he is. And the more that we align ourselves with that presence within us, absolutely, whatever our desires are, that's what the God in us wants to reveal to us. So as we begin our lesson, it was share your piece of the pie. So I'm just going to do a quick review of the previous week's lessons. The first Sunday, we learned about finances. And we learned that finances is just an exchange of money or an object as a payment or trade for something. We also learned we already have everything we need within us. We just have to allow the creative power within us to create what it is we desire. Something that incited my spirit was embracing my own natural energy as yield. When I now think of money, that's what I think of. My energy is creating that. And I encourage each one of you to do that. The work that you do, you are creating that energy that we call money. So let's play with it. Let's work with it and see what we can create in our lives with that new ideal about money. In the second Sunday, it was Let It Flow. Awakening our awareness to the many different ways that God brings the many blessings through us. There is no gift without a receiver. And the wonderful thing that really spoke to me was giving and receiving are the same energy. We also talked about in that second Sunday, it was where we give, but we don't always want to receive. And when Dr. Connie presented the ideal that receiving and giving is the same energy. Wow. There's a lot of good energy that I let go, and I'm not letting it go anymore. So, and as we do that, we open ourselves up to more receiving. And as we open ourselves up to more receiving, that's more that we can share. The third Sunday was playing with money. We learned that money is a form of energy. We talked about our feelings about money. If we choose to, we no longer have to fear money. A lot of times, you know, at least for me too, there was just misconceptions that I had about money. So I am grateful for Dr. Connie for giving me some new wisdom that I can work with to help me continue to grow and to have a bigger pot to share. We want to become more aware of the intentions behind why we spend the money to be better stewards. So we now have a consciousness of gratitude for having the money to pay our bills. And then if we have something left, we can share that. Because as Dr. Connie had mentioned, the law of circulation and receiving is a part of that circulation. And That was one thing that I have to honestly say, that it made me more aware that there's more work in that area. So I'm grateful. The universe was created for our enjoyment. And we also talked about unexpected income. You know, there are many different ways that we receive God's blessings. And sometimes we take it for granted and we think that God is not working in our lives. But if we take the time to be conscious of the little unexpected things that we get, that's God working through us, giving us what we need. And we just have to become more aware of that truth within ourselves. And the fourth Sunday was money, they say. You know, again, that was a follow-up on the different ways that money comes in, how we don't have to now really struggle with being who we are. We just have the faith, the trust, and we allow all the things that God is, all the things that he brings to us to help us in our prosperity. And it's a consciousness of prosperity, because if you think you don't deserve something, you're turning your spigot off. So we want to now be aware that our wealth comes in many different forms, and God is always working. So let us continue to be those vessels to allow more of God to flow through us as he desires to be. So as I was preparing for this lesson, circulation just kept coming up. And circulation for me is that as God is allowing me to be that vessel and he is moving things through me, he doesn't want me to hide it under a bush. He wants me to put it back in the universe. And as we put our good back into the universe, it multiplies. And again, since receiving and giving is the same energy, it's just important to give and to receive. Because as you're receiving, you're continuing to open those corridors for more to come in. We also talked about getting back to the fourth Sunday about cleaning up, you know, releasing. Another thing that I realized I'm going to have to work on, but I'm happy that I was able to hear it, because as God would have it, he will give you what you need when you need it. It isn't like haven't heard that before, but it was something that I needed to hear right here and right now, because at least personally for me, there's going to be a time when I'm going to make a transition. So I do need to start filtering out things that I don't need. So that was right on time for me to hear that. So thank you again. And how we circulate ourselves, for me, how we share is that God gives us gifts and talents, and we are supposed to share that with one another. As we are loving one another as we love ourselves, if we are happy with what God is giving us, in order for me to say thank you back to God, I release that. Whatever God gives us, he wants us to share that with the world. And each one of us, he has given each one of us some special gift or multi-gifts. And those gifts are to be shared. That is your pie. And as we continue to practice the law of circulation, the law of giving and receiving, it's a continuum of just allowing that to flow through us. And as we do that, for me, we are expressing God through us. So that when someone looks at you, your work says what you are. The things that you do in life says what you are. So let us continue to be open to sharing ourselves. And we do it every day, regardless if we're conscious of it or not. And we can have the intention of sharing ourselves in a positive way where it's uplifting. Because as we give of ourselves, we impact someone's life. And as we impact someone's lives, it changes the way that they interact in life. So they go on and change someone else's life. So if we are doing good, which is what God wants us to do, we are making the world a better place. There's plenty of times when, without me knowing it, you know, sometime after the fact, someone has said, and I don't know if either any of you have experienced this, boy, what you said really was what I needed to hear. You're sharing your pie right there. And it's so easy to do. When we're coming from a place of love, it is just a natural thing, I feel, to share your pie. And as you share your pie, doesn't it feel good? When you feel like you have contributed something good into the world, how does it make you feel? Yes. And that's what life is about. That's how we create these opportunities for ourselves, to just allow that to happen naturally. That's the flow that Dr. Connie was talking about. That's how we allow ourselves to get in that flow. And there's no reason to be reluctant. Reading something in Living in the Science of Mind. And Ernest tells us, and we know this to be true, we just have to be willing to be it. And it's about dominion. Know that God is omnipotent. Know that the truth instantly, effectively, and permanently destroys every fear and every effect of fear. Know that you are governed by infinite intelligence. Know that you are directed by divine guidance, and that you are compelled to think and act constructively. So when we align ourselves with those spiritual truths, we've talked about that earlier. When you align yourself with spiritual truth, life just works. And as we are, if our intention is to give for good, we are in alignment. And we will be rewarded. The scriptures tell us it's tenfold. And again, now that we know that we can receive different things of value from many sources, now we can be open now to... A lot of times I've found that people are hung up because they give someone something and they don't get it back from the person that they're supposed to, or that they think that they're supposed to get it back. That's not how the law of circulation works. God says, I'm going to give you back something tenfold. He didn't tell you it's going to be from that person. He says, I'm going to give you back tenfold. So that's where the uninspected income, for me, has value. That sort of reconciles receiving things tenfold. And if we give to be giving without expecting something in return, that's what sharing is really about. Your intention. If I'm giving to love through love, it's up to you what you do with it. My love says, I'm supposed to give you this. God spoke to my heart and said, release this. If he tells me to release it, he didn't tell me to expect something from it. He said, release it. And when we honor that truth, life works. At least that has been my experience. And I would believe that each one of you have had that experience. What we need to do then is allow ourselves to experience it more. release those fears that there is not enough. The mathematical pie is infinite. So we know that the universe provides infinite things. We can't run the universe out of what it is. We can have the illusion that we can, but we know from science that the earth is, the universe is ever expanding. So that means there's more that's going to be available to us for us to share with one another. So as we are sharing that pie, life is good. And we should want to share with one another as well. Because it's divine. It is God's will that we work together. And as we work together, we're helping each other. The sharing is where we help one another. That's all it is for me. And I know that as I am doing that work, God can look and say, "Well done, young man." And I want God to be able to say, "Well done, young lady. Well done, young lady. Well done, young man." As we do that work that we know that we're capable of doing, that is the impulse anyway. Whatever thoughts that we have, it's from the mind of God. So if it's from the mind of God and we have dominion, nothing can really stop us. And that's in alignment with, if God is for me, nothing can be against me. We are told that. We are taught that. We have to teach ourselves that by that consciousness of prosperity. We have to believe that there is enough and there is a peace out there for us that is enough for us, and it does not limit someone else from having what they need. Once we get past that, then we can really love one another. We can really go out and discover the true joys of what life has to offer us. And it can be simple joys. As we share our pies, one of the things that I like to do, I like to speak to everyone, because I've told myself, as I speak to that person, I'm acknowledging my own existence. There are little consciousness tools that you can use to help you. And God gives us that. And He will give you that little nugget that you need. We just have to go inside and align with Him. And not only align with Him, once He speaks to us, there's action that we have to take. We all know that. It's doing. And it's time, because the world needs us to be united. The world needs us to start loving each other, to start sharing ourselves with one another, so that we can change the dynamics of what's going on. And only we can do that, and we do it one person at a time. And we do that through how we express God individually. It's the same mind. So the thought that you captured, there's somebody out there that's captured that same thought. They may manifest it in a different way, but it's still the same thought. And because it is the same thought, the same energy that attracts them, similar energy will attract you. I don't know if you've had situations where you're out and somebody's energy attracted you. There was something about them. You don't even know exactly what it is, but it is that energy of good that is in alignment with your energy of good. And the more that we allow the energy of good from each other to be shared amongst each other, we realize that we're more alike than we're different. And also in The Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes, on page 483, he said, "The whole teaching of the Bible is to the effect that God is universal spirit, universal creation. He creates by the power of his word. This word is the law of his being. Man reproduces the divine nature on the scale of the individual." So the more that we unify with that God, the more power we have access to replicate that. In the Science of Mind, we learn that persistent, constructive thought is the greatest power known and most effective. If the visible effect in your lives is not what it should be, if we are unhappy, sick, and poverty-stricken, we know the remedy. The truth is always the remedy. The truth is the law of liberty, is the only real law. When we reverse the process of our thoughts, getting back to that prosperity thinking, being grateful for everything that we have, regardless of what it looks like, being willing to share what we have with others, because it will be replenished tenfold. We have to know that. We have to start being that each and every day. I was talking to one of my clients, and he was talking about, boy, it feels good, you know, on Sunday. So I just, you know, chimed out, yeah, it's something that spirit is something that you work on daily, not just on a Sunday. And I just left it at that. And he agreed. And we have to know that truth, and we have to put in our work daily. Abide, as you abide in God, he abides in you. If you're not asking for his presence to be within you, he's not going to come uninvited. You have to invite him into your life. And once you invite him into your life, and you invite him every day, let him know, I want you to be a part of my life every day because you are my sustenance. When God is in your life, he will provide everything that you need every minute of that day. So if we know that, let's keep God connected to us at a deeper level and share that. Because as you do that, though, naturally, if there's goodness in you, that's all that you can release. And those that receive goodness, when I receive goodness, it warms my heart. It reminds me that God is real, working, because that joy that I receive, that's from God. And we all have to know that, live that, and be that. And want to be that. Want to share what you have. It should be our intentions to share ourselves with the world. Because that is why God put us here. We are all gifts. We are all important pieces of the whole. No one is less than, no one is greater than. Everyone that is walking on Mother Earth now has a gift that God has put in him that God wants them to put back into the universe, because that's their purpose. Our purpose is to love one another, to help one another, and to make each other stronger. And as we share our gifts and talents, we're doing that. It's the sharing amongst one another that makes life so enjoyable. And I can say that from the deepest levels, because I am the sole survivor of my family, but I am not alone. God has allowed me to create new relationships, a new family, so to speak. So I am so grateful that others have shared their pie with me. Just as I share my pie, I have had other people's pie. And I am grateful for that. That is the circulation that we talk about. We have to be willing also to receive a piece of pie from someone else. Because that piece of pie that you're getting, you're now adding that to your pie. Once you get it, it's your pie. And be open to that. And allow that to happen in your life. We sometimes, people, they have this illusion that life is hard and it's not enjoyable. I'm so grateful that I haven't had that experience, but I have been open. I've allowed myself to be open, to allow people to share their pie with me. And it's always, when they're sharing their pie, it's good. And again, you are what you attract. So if your intention is to be good, God is going to bring that good back to you. Amen?
Amen.
Let's see. For me, sharing the pie means that I share my gifts and talents. And again, I'm going to start coining my own natural energy yield. And then that allows me to be open for more good that God is going to bring into my life. And with the new wisdom of receiving, being a part of giving, I'm just so grateful. That is a aha moment for me. Definitely. And we know that a piece of pie cannot be given without a receiver. And you can't have a receiver of a piece of pie without a giver. So they're connected. Giving and receiving, it is a circle, and it is a necessary process in order for the sharing to happen. I would like to thank you all for allowing me to complete the cycle of giving and receiving my piece of pie. In that, just as I've been given new wisdom and tools this month, you allowed me to give back. I received from the lessons that I received, and this is what came about from that. So I thank you. Namaste. I have another song.